Shalom to all. Today's office of Master Daf Yud Gimel, we are starting Yud Beis Amud Beis about three lines up from the bottom with the words Sebalak Alcha Esrim Tainu Mishali and Vilna Tzur Sadaf. It's right at the beginning of Zayin Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Maris Merim Sar Basri Yaakov Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. We have a case. Reuven tells Shimon Sebalak Alcha Esrim Tainu Mishali. Go and take 20 of my figs. Va'ani and I Reuven Mamali Kresi Mishalcha. I'm going to fill my stomach with your figs. And it seems like not such a fair exchange. Reuven's telling Shimon, you could take 20 of my figs, but I'm going to take as many of your figs as I would like. What's it then? Hamali is kresoi putter. The one who's filling his stomach, Reuven, he's putter. He's allowed to eat as many figs as he wants, and he doesn't have to take off meiser. However, va'oichol minyan, chayev, the one who's eating by count, meaning Shimon, the one who's only getting 20 figs, he has to separate meiser before he eats them, because it's considered like a mecher, it's considered like a sale, and we know that a mecher is kebeah for meiser. So you'd give him an aleph on top, Rabban Bar Chiya ba'al kumir Rab Ze'ira, Rabban Bar Chiya asked him for Rab Ze'ira, ve'ein adam oichol achas b'rishos hakol u'putter. Doesn't everyone agree that figs could be eaten one by one, and they're putter from Meiser. Later on, we're going to have machlokes tanaim whether or not Mekach is Kaveah for Meiser. However, according to everybody, meaning even the one that Mekach is Kaveah for Meiser, if the person eats one by one, it's still not considered a Kvias, and he does not have to take off Meiser. And that's how Rabban Bar Chiya starts out asking. Doesn't everyone agree to that? Some relators that Ir told him, in, yes, everyone agrees to that. So Rabban Bar Chiya continued asking, well, hacha lamu chayev, over here, why is he chayev? Why, when Shimon is eating his 20 figs, does he have to take meiser off of them? If he eats them one by one, it's not a problem. Amrelayas, Rabban Bar Chiya told him, b'metzarif, because we're talking about where he combined them, meaning he was eating two figs at a time. And everyone holds that if he's not eating one at a time, but he's eating two at a time, so there is a kvias for meiseris, and that's why Shimon does have to take meiser off of them. So Rabban Bar Chiya continued asking, im b'metzarif, afilu amamali is crazy. If we're talking about eating two figs at a time, then even the stomach filler, Reuven, the guy who's eating as many figs as he wants, he should also be chayav to take meiser off, because ve'enoy aser mishum chalipin, shouldn't this be aser, meaning shouldn't this be a situation of mecher, because it's a chalipin, it's an exchange, Reuven is making an exchange, a trade with Shimon, and that's considered mecher. So why isn't it considered a mecher for Reuven, just like it's considered mecher for Shimon? So Rav Shammai answers, ein lechalipin, there's no chalipin over here, it's not considered an exchange. This person only intent was just to make the other fellow comfortable to eat. In other words, Shimon wanted Reuven to feel comfortable to eat as many figs as he wanted. So he agreed to take 20 figs in exchange for an untold number of his own. It's kind of like if you put out a bowl of food for people and you say, eat, eat, enjoy, take as much as you want. But you know they're not going to feel comfortable doing so. Maybe they'll take one or two, but they're not going to take as much as they would like. And therefore you say, you know what, why don't you pay for it? Give me a dollar. If you pay a dollar, then it's all you can eat. You could take whatever you want. Then they're going to feel comfortable because they paid for it. So it's the same thing over here. Shimon wants Reuven to feel comfortable to be Mamali's Kresai, to eat as many figs as he wants, so he's willing to take 20 as a token payment for them. Therefore, if you look at this through Shimon's glasses, the 20 figs he's receiving are actually payment. They're mecher, and that's why he has to take meiser off before he eats them. But if you're looking at this through Reuven's glasses, he's just receiving all these figs as a gift, and that's why he does not have to take meiser off of them. We have another din. Let's say one person told another, go and pick 20 of my figs, you can eat them like regular. And he's putter because there's no kvias for meisus yet. However, let's say he tells him, "Say umali sakakala, go and fill up your basket." Then it depends. And here's the proper girsa: oichol mehen arai, he could eat from them arai because they haven't yet reached kvias for meisus. However, ma'asrin demai, if he's going to bring them into his house, so now that means that they're roi pnei abayis, he has to take meiser off of them, but only as if they're demai. And we further clarify this by Mezra Marim. When was it said that he has to take meiser off of them as if they're demai? Ba'ama aretz. If the one giving him these figs is an ama aretz, aval b'chaver. But if the one giving the figs is a chaver, he's one who's trusted to take off meiser, oichel, so the guy who picked the figs is allowed to eat them, ve'en etzarchel aser, and he doesn't have to take off meiser. Divri Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion, and that's because we have a din that a chaver is never suspected of not taking off meiser. He's very careful to make sure that his produce is meiser right away, because he doesn't want to be machshel. Other people are going to be eating his produce, and therefore the fellow who's picking the figs, since the figs that he's picking belong to a chaver, he can assume that the chaver already took off meiser. That's what Rebbe holds. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, he argues and says, b'mezra marim b'ama aret. When do we say that he has to take off meiser as if it's demai? That's when we're talking about getting the figs from an ama aretz. Aval b'chaver, but if he's getting the figs from a chaver, metaknon vadai, the fellow who's receiving the figs, he has to metakin them as if they're vadai, meaning as if they for sure did not have a meiser taken off of them, which is the exact opposite of Rebbe. And why is that? Because chaverim are not chashud. We don't suspect that they take off truma shaloi min amokef. We know the truma has to be separated min amokef from produce that's near each other. This pile has to be near the other pile. They have to be right next to each other. when we discuss this extensively in Maseches Shumas. And over here, when Reuven's telling Shimon to go pick his figs, Shimon has to assume that Reuven did not take Trumas off of them, even if Reuven's a Chaver, because that means he'd be taking off Trumas Shaloi Min HaMukif, and that's not something that a Chaver would do. And therefore, when Shimon's taking these figs home, he has to take Truma off of them because they vada need to have the Trumas HaMaisers taken off, not just Demai. Yud Gimel based on top, Omer Rebbe. Rebbe says, Raya Ani is Dvarai Medivar Rav Shimon Gamliel. What I'm saying, I think, is more logical than what Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying. And why is that? Because Mutav Sheisroi Mishloi Min HaMukif, V'loi L'Hachal Ame Arz Tevalim, it's better for a Chaver to take off Truma Shaloi Min HaMukif and not to have an Ame Arez eat Tevel. In other words, when a Chaver is telling an Ame Arez to go pick figs off of his tree, it's better for the Chaver to take off Truma Shaloi Min HaMukif, which is not a good thing, as opposed to have the Ame Arez take it, think it had Truma Meiser taken off of it, and eat pure Tevel. And that's why Rebbe says, what I'm saying makes more sense than what Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying. Now, Amar Rav Zeira tells us, Medivar Shnehen, we learn from both of them the following. Afilu Chaver Sheshilach L'Chaver. Even if this whole thing that was taking place was one Chaver telling another Chaver, go pick figs for my tree, Tzarech L'Aser, that Chaver who's picking the figs, he has to take off Meiser. Meaning even Rebbe would agree to this. And why is that? So often by Meimar, they want to say as follows. Mad Amar Shloin Echshul Chaverim Lissum Shloin Min HaMukif. For sure, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Chaverim are not going to take off Truma Shloin Min HaMukif. So over here, of course, that makes sense. V'zeh Chaver Tzarech L'Aser. This guy, the one who's picking the figs, since he's a Chaver, of course he has to take off Meiser. Because anyway, the Chaver who's letting him pick the figs is not going to take off Truma Shloin Min HaMukif. And the guy who's picking the figs is a Chaver, so he knows to take off Truma and Meiser on his own. And this makes sense in Shizr Shimon Gamliel. And Umanda Ar Mother Shayesum Shloin Min HaMukif V'loy L'Hachal Amaretz Tevalim. Even according to Rebbe, who had said that it's better for a Chaver to take off Truma Shloin Min HaMukif to ensure that an Ame Arez doesn't eat Tevel, that's only when the guy who's picking the figs is an Ame Arez. But Vizeh, Chaver, Tzarchul Aser. This guy who's picking the figs is a Chaver. And so he has to take off Meiser on his own, because even Rebbe agrees that the Chaver who's giving him the figs shouldn't be taking off Truma Meiser, because he's giving them to a Chaver, and so therefore there's no reason to take off Shloin Min HaMukif, because again, the guy who's receiving them is a Chaver, so he'll take off Truma Meiser on his own. Now, Rabbi Yonah asks the following question. Over here, you're making him a Chaver, and over here, making him an Ame Arez. There's something inconsistent over here. In the beginning, on Amud Aleph, when we had first mentioned this Braisa, we were saying that if this picker is getting the produce from an Ame Arez, so then he would have to take off Meiser Demai, or maybe he has to take off Meiser Vadai, which means that we're talking to a guy who's going to be taking off Meiser, and that means that we're talking to a Chaver. But all of a sudden, in this discussion now, we seem to be talking about the guy receiving the figs being an Ame Arez. So is the guy receiving the figs a Chaver or an Ame Arez? So Rabbi Yossi answers, Kan v'kan Ame Aretz hu. In all of our discussions over here, we're talking about an Ame Aretz picking the figs. Ella b'shvil echad shu metaken hu nekra Chaver. It's just because of that one Ame Aretz that will be metaken the produce, we're calling him a Chaver. In other words, we're talking about an Ame Aretz picking this produce. It's just that not all Ame Aretzim are going to not separate Trumas and Meisers properly. Some of them definitely will. And that's the guy whom we're addressing. In the beginning, we're talking to that one Ame Aretz that will separate Meisers properly. And we're telling him that he would have to separate in this situation and he wouldn't have to separate in that situation. And that's why we're calling him a Chaver, but not that he's actually a Chaver. He's an Ame Aretz that would separate Meiser. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a new case. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.